أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the attribute of Ar-Razzaq, the provider. Now, the provider is that quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which creates the means of sustenance as well as the need for it and the enjoyment of it. He is the sustainer. And sustenance is needed to maintain creation. Two types of sustenance. You have both physical sustenance and spiritual sustenance. So physical sustenance gives energy to the body, keeping it alive for a fixed period of time, while it is spiritual sustenance which gives us eternal life. And very often when we ask for rizq from Ar-Razzaq, we tend to concentrate on the type of rizq that is associated with the body, such as food and drink or material aspects of it. While the other, which sustains the soul, which is knowledge and true inspiration, we tend to forget. But that is the best type of sustenance, simply because what sustains the soul lasts forever, while what sustains the body has a temporal duration. So Ar-Razzaq is he who creates all types of sustenance, not only creates it, but like I said, he gives us the ability to need it and enjoy it. He graciously makes it available to both body and the human heart, and he grants ample sustenance. When we think about sustenance, you've got to understand that all material sustenance is pure in origin. It's only when the human hand soils it does it become undesirable or unlawful. So first we must seek sustenance and find the element of sustenance in everything. Whoever cannot receive his sustenance because he does not make any effort is really one of the unsustained, and it doesn't fall from the sky. And again, if we soil pure sustenance, then we are partaking of what is unlawful. When we derive energy from Ar-Razzaq, we must understand that it means to be able to first sustain ourselves in the purest of ways. Physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental. An anecdote that I remember from childhood probably puts it all into perspective. Bahlul, there was a man called Bahlul, a very intelligent man, who pretended to be mad. But most people knew he was very intelligent. And once one of the wise men of the town asks him and says, Bahlul, ask me something. Remember, when people ask you questions, then you actually judge their intelligence by their questions most of the time rather than the answers. And Bahlul tells him, what do you do before you eat? And he said, Bahlul, I'm a wise man. You shouldn't be asking me these questions. But he says, look, tell me, what do you do before you eat? He said, I say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He said, what do you do before you go to sleep? And he said, well, I do wudu and I recite the four calls and I recite Ayatul Kursi. He said, what do you do before you speak? He said, before I speak to somebody, I say Assalamu Alaikum. And Bahlul said, you know something? If before you ate, you recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and the food was unlawful and it was not halal, then that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is of no use. And he's talking about halal, not only in that what is allowed, but also that the money that was used to buy it had to be halal. He said, if you went to sleep doing a wudu and reciting all your surahs, but you went to sleep with rancor and hatred and resentment and anger and jealousy for others, then all that you did is of no use. I know, wise man. If before you spoke, you said Assalamu Alaikum, but there was hatred and bughz in your heart, and you concealed it and you didn't mean your salam, then it was of no use. And that's what deriving energy from Ar-Razzaq means. It must be pure energy with which we sustain ourselves. And Abdul Razzaq is one whom Allah has rendered rich, who is content, who knows that riches come only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else. It is one who is sustained not only by material riches, but by the knowledge which leads to truth, by a tongue that teaches the path to salvation, and by a heart that is filled with love and compassion. It is one who becomes a source from whom others gain their sustenance with ease and in abundance. If you wish to increase sustenance for yourself, then after your Salatul Fajr, recite Ya Razzaq 10 times at the four corners of your house, beginning with the corner in the direction of the Qibla. People find that writing Ya Razzaq and hanging it in their workplace, they find that there is success in the business. If you're stressed or depressed, then recite Ya Razzaq 100 times after Salatul Jumu'ah on Friday communal prayers, and inshallah, it will alleviate your stress and depression.